Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Would you believe that it's the day after Christmas?
And to my wondering eyes do appear no reindeer, but kind of cold. How is it where you are? As I was flying back and forth across the country over the last few days, the pilots kept talking about how clear and wonderful the air was and how lousy and cold it was on the ground. And so it's warming up here. It's 18 degrees where I am. How about where you are? Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with the Good Day program for December the 26th. It's Kwanzaa Day. We'll talk about that and all the other things. Remember when I talked about it. This was the first year, actually, that I've explained to people why it's okay to say happy holidays and really understood why it's okay. I don't know why I didn't know there were this many, all these various holidays, 14 different ones, and they're all religious of sorts. So it's okay when you say, I used to recoil at happy holidays. You used to say, that's a cop-out. You don't know what, don't really know
what people celebrate. It was like PC.
Yeah, right. They're woke, in other words. What's the difference between PC and woke? Do you have in your mind what the difference is?
I think people put different connotations on those words that they should mean something good, and people have ruined them.
Yeah. No.
It goes too far to the one point where people just, if you disagree with somebody, that all of a sudden you use a word or a phrase or whatever. Like, look at the whole Karen thing, where if a woman even complains for something or is too loud, all of a sudden they're a Karen, where a man can do so much more and they're just whatever. Okay, this looks all good.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, men rule the world, as we all know, right? Wrong. Amazon rules the world. I think that's kind of more important. There's damn trucks everywhere, all over. I couldn't take a turn on any street in L.A. over the last 3 or 4 days and not see an Amazon truck. And they are, now people are getting on to what I was saying early on. They just park in the middle of the road. It's okay, well, this part, we're Amazon, right? It reminds me of experiences I used to have when we'd be at the early on. I think I remember it was Jimmy Carter coming to Clinton, Massachusetts, and the news director of the radio station and I, the station I was on at the time, went over to Clinton, Massachusetts to sort of participate or observe or whatever, report from Clinton's first town meeting. It was in February of 1977. So we're there, and I get pushed. Some guy comes up behind me, and he pushes me. Get out of the way. It's television. And so I tripped him. And that was... I said, "Oh, excuse me, I'm radio." It was, that I never have forgotten. Isn't that funny? Something little like that, I have never forgotten something. And that's the way, sort of, that they have been. That's, I'm television, you're radio. You're a peon. Television was going to ruin radio. I remember when a lot of people used to say that. Oh, it's terrible what television is doing to radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And
so
look at us now.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Here we are.
How many
years? Sitting.
How many decades has it been? Like, oh, radio's dead. Radio's going to be dead.
Okay, it happens.
Radio's going away.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Let's see. The last thing when we talk about podcasts. Podcasts are going to ruin radio. No, not at all. Actually, some people doing podcasts have gone on to be on the radio and vice versa. It's not really the same, but it is kind of the same. It's audio that is either entertaining, enlightening, informative, all of that stuff. So
and,
let
and
me
everybody
be.
Adapts too. Like XM right. is going to ruin FM. FM is going to ruin AM.
Oh yes,
so
that was it. Yeah.
Here.
Oh yeah, right. Well, AM has some. It does have some challenges that have not been taken care of. The government has been notoriously bad when it came. They want to regulate everything, but they don't know how. They don't know the business. The FCC is now confronted with what do we do with AM radios, because the AM, the batteries in the electric cars either interfere with AM radio or AM radio interferes with how they operate. So, you know, the people that are building the cars say, okay, let's get rid of AM radio. Hello. Not so fast. Thank you very much. Not so fast. Okay. Here's the story. This is a good story. Very nicely done. These 14 spent the night drifting in the cold waters of Australia. They were found alive, however. This is good down in Victoria. The Victoria Police in Australia were on social media talking about these 14s who set out to stand up on paddle boards and just, you know, go from one beach to another. Didn't think it through too well. 18-year-old males. Actually, there were a couple of women and a couple of young men celebrating the end of high school studies, and they were all reportedly strong swimmers. They set off on an inflatable board without life jackets and left their cell phones on the beach. Yeah, okay, it's about time. I'm surprised. I haven't seen the 18-year-olds that I know, they strap them to their bodies because they cannot be without. That's another thing. It's rant and roll, you know, like rock and roll. This is rant and roll time. The outrageous, I don't think it's any different in California than it is here in Massachusetts. I didn't notice it so much, interestingly enough, in Israel last week. I didn't notice that there were as many young people who a lot of older folks who have cell phones, but the young people didn't see, well, maybe I'm thinking about going to restaurants and stuff, maybe they are. Just they're so tied to them. And what is it that they're accomplishing by being...
I don't think it's only young people.
No, it isn't.
Because I've noticed so many adults, too, who are glued to their phones, absolutely glued. And they're constantly either looking for information right away and scrolling the internet, but a lot of them are just watching those videos.
Yeah.
The quick little stories and shorts and all of that, and just scrolling through videos. My husband and I actually have extended family members that we refuse to let them watch Mac because they cannot be out of their phone. They cannot
right.
have their face out of their phone for longer than 5 minutes at a time. And these are people who are older than us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. They take the, it is, I'm with you on that. And that's one of the things, actually, Megan and I were talking about that last night, how the things that a lot of people that are youngsters, they're Miles just turned 8, and some kids that are 8 have their own damn phones. And Megan doesn't, they don't have any videos and stuff. He watches a little Sesame Street and a couple of other shows now, and they've taken him to see one movie, that Minion thing. I think that, but that's it. The other side of all of this is that I wonder how many parents gave their children, as we look at the results of this Christmas holiday and the things that you got for your children and for your grandchildren and the things that were given to you. You know, I wonder under the circumstances, what it is that, are you thinking responsibly when you think it's okay to give your child, a phone like that? And the answer is no. It isn't responsible at all. Bad for him. Anyway, so
my 2-year-old has a phone. Real story. Our 2-year-old a phone. And not
to
even call. It's one of those, not like prepaid phones, but you have to get the prepaid card things to make calls. We got it strictly for the internet because there are a lot of great learning games. There are a lot of great learning apps.
Oh, yeah, there are things you can, yeah.
He 100%, and it's a functioning phone. If we were to get those prepaid the minutes or whatever and program them into the phone, it could essentially be used to call out. But I feel like we've gotten so far away from what we were originally talking about the 14.
Yeah, the
paddleboarding.
Yeah.
And them all the way out into the bay where they had to be rescued. Like, it was such strong winds, and it was actually a miracle that they survived this.
Yeah, it was very cool that they did survive. So it's a good thing the weekend was good for them anyway. It's just one of the many things. You look around your neighborhood or the towns and cities around the country or elsewhere around the country. There are always good things. There are always people that are being helpful, maybe more so this time of year. There may be more of that kind of help, more people thinking. Anyway, the outcome, if you're going out in something like that, make sure you have a life jacket and tie yourselves to the board, because you can't sink. Those boards don't sink. And if you I remember a story a few years ago where there were youngsters out on these things, and one of them fell off and hit his head, and that was the end of him.
That's so scary. Well, and also to add to the safety measures, always make sure somebody knows where you are and check in.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, 46 people. I say this like this is a big deal, but I'm saying it attitudinally. If I look at the numbers here, 46 people have been killed this past weekend because of the freezing temperatures, the heavy snow, various swaths of snow across the country. The cold is, I'm looking at some pictures and some video of this holiday storm. Oh, my God. People are so stupid. Truck drivers that are new to the road, they just get paid by the mile. We all know that. I had a discussion with somebody, I'm trying to remember who it was, who was just disgusted. And they think all truck drivers are the same. They aren't. You'll always find that the truck drivers that get into trouble are the ones who are young, inexperienced, and don't really know how to control their rigs. Those are the ones that cause these pileups. I'm looking at a pileup on top of pileup on top of pileup here.
Well, and also
mass power outages.
Who Say pool again, in Jane. Front of the private vehicles yeah. who pool in front of the trucks, thinking that they can stop on a dime, and they can't.
No, it's been a very dangerous weekend. This huge storm that has gone all across the northern United States. Actually, was down where James is in Texas. It was cold as a son of a gun, and that's. You know, the part of the storm that was probably where it was worst felt was western New York State, where always the western part of New York, where the eastern part of Lake Erie, the Buffalo snow effect, that kind of stuff. So, again, they had another 3 feet. They've had 4 feet. They've got already, this season, we're not even out of December yet, and they've had all of that heavy snow. Wowie zowie. All right, 18 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
Bum, 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 bum. Ives my baby, someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Thank you.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Your companion in conversation. How do you like that? It's pretty good, huh, Jay? I just came up with that on the spur of the moment.
Very nice. Nicely done.
Yes. That's the Good Day program. A Good Day radio show is how you find us, gooddayshow.com. The moments that we spend talking about people and social media and trending things, those moments are precious, and we don't have a lot of time here to squeeze stuff in, so I thought perhaps we ought to spend a moment talking about this movie about Whitney Houston. I saw it over the weekend, and it's so sad. It really is. It's a horribly sad movie, the story of her life and what she did to herself, frankly. People for a long time tried to blame Bobby Brown for her being a drug addict, and she started a long time before that. We'll talk a little about the movie and what Clive Davis says about it right after this. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question: did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. What I didn't remember prior to going to see this movie was that Whitney Houston has had more number one hits than anybody else ever. More than the Beatles, more than Elvis, more than, and when you think about it, number one, everybody, that group includes people who've had tremendous success in top 10 music, even top 5, but Whitney had more. Anyway, she died at the age of...
Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You, she made more popular than Dolly Parton did, which is like anything Dolly touches turns to gold, so that's really saying something.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, she went in and out for years and years and years. And I sound a little impatient with this because I think about how drugs, the scourge of drugs, and if you believe in a higher power, why is this stuff around? And there's the explanation probably doesn't need to take part of this conversational air up. But I think that when she was exposed, she smoked like a fiend, and she, you know, Clive Davis was played by Stephen Tucci in the movie. He does a fabulous show. He's a great actor anyway. I think he's a great character actor. And the fact that they were as close as they were, he influenced her as much as he did. He guided her well, and because of him, she was successful in terms of how to pick the music out. She was able to sing it like nobody else. And, you know, the story of her being, just, the story was pretty, I felt like it was pretty complete from what I know of her life. And so if you're interested in something that is really, it's entertaining, but it's also very sad. But Clive Davis
actually
has seen
gives
it.
A real look on, because a lot of these kind of things, there's so many artistic liberties, but apparently this one is one of the most accurate. Any questions that the public had about her are answered in the film. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yep. So there it is. I Want to Dance with Somebody is playing in theaters right now. For FYI, it's 28 after. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Family to yours. Have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. Inflation continues to plague the American wallet, with everything costing more these days. 401k balances have fallen sharply in 2022. In fact, your total has dropped 23% this year. Personal finance expert Dan Riccato from the University of San Diego on Fox News.
It may be good politics, but it's pretty bad economics when you actually look at it. On the surface, it looks like it doesn't really do much to help us with our number one priority at the moment, at least when it comes to the economy, which is higher egg prices, right, and everything else. So on the surface, it doesn't look like it adds a whole lot to our fight against inflation. In fact, might even make it a little bit worse.
Frigid storms over the weekend killed at least 31 people as it swept across the USA, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses. At this hour, New York and Maine continue to struggle with power. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
To take on the day, are you? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug with Jay Kirshner as we embrace the 26th of December. It's Monday. I don't understand why it is that today is considered your father. Got me thinking about this, Jay. This is the official holiday. What are you talking about, the official holiday? Yesterday was the holiday. So
the week between, like, holiday in the sense of vacation-ish, like the week between Christmas and New Year.
No, there's actually
that's
people...
That's when everything closed down.
It's not. That's not what I'm talking about. The fact that there are people who are off today because this is a legal holiday, as is a week from today, when supposedly the 1st of January is celebrated on the 2nd, what kind of, who thinks this way? Who comes up with these schemes?
Wait, does this go with the whole business model of
Monday?
When people would normally get a holiday off, but the holiday falls on the weekend.
Right.
The business chooses to get them either the half day on Fridays or the full day on Mondays.
It's ridiculous.
Would you ever follow a concept like that, Doug?
No. I would not at all. This is, you know, the fact this country has become as unproductive as it has, in a manner of speaking, with people, there's so many, if you go through the calendar, we can go through a calendar right now, you'd find 10 It depends on how seriously, I suppose, the employers take some of these holidays, but schools and the like, there are like 14 days out of the year that are set aside, and I think, if memory serves me correctly, 9 or 10 of them are Monday holidays. They get declared because the holiday comes on a weekend. Yeah, so what? It's tough, you know.
When the holiday is actually on a working day, for instance, a Sunday? Start, like, Christmas Day, Sunday this year, Starbucks was open. And don't get me wrong, I love Starbucks, and I'm grateful they were open. But at the same time, let people be with their families.
I haven't seen any.
Who have a legitimate, realistic problem in their lives if Starbucks is closed for one dang day.
I have been very interesting. The coming down, there's a boulevard. When I come back into Framingham, there's sort of a boulevard I drive down to get to, off to the road that comes to my house. And it is usually lit up no matter what time of day or night it is. McDonald's is open. Chick-fil-A is open. The mall's open. Nothing. Every single thing was closed. McDonald's and any of the other fast food joints, anything. No restaurants were open. There was nothing open, which I think is appropriate for Christmas. People, you're right. People ought to, and then the people who are celebrating, like today is Kwanzaa. Okay, so what do we get off is the question. I don't, you know, you have to get you have to get filed with some government agency, probably. Kwanzaa is always celebrated from December 26th, which is today, to the 1st of January. And it's about, it's a 7-day cultural holiday, and what they're supposed to be doing, what it seems, at least the rap has it, that it celebrates family and community. Families have big feasts, and there's a lot of dancing and music and that sort of stuff. And then the last day is dedicated to reflection and recommitment to the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. I'm not sure how this all became relevant. When did I remember Kwanzaa from, you know, earlier in my radio career. It's supposedly to help celebrate the Black Freedom Movement of the 60s. That's understandable. I get that.
Yeah, it started in the 60s, and I remember learning about this, and it was part of our we called it a Christmas program. I think nowadays they call it holiday programs, but during our Christmas program when I was in elementary school, we went over Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's appropriate. That's what I said, back to wishing happy holidays to people, because there are a number of things like this that are going on between now and the first part of January. And so anyway, the holiday became more widespread, I think, in the last 10 years or so, because there are 12.5 million black Americans who say that they would celebrate Kwanzaa. There are the population, I don't know if it's 12.5 million or 12.5%, because supposedly 12.5% of our population in America is black, and about 14% is Hispanic, and then you divide it up among. And I don't even like talking about that. I just brought it up because I was noticing the numbers here. I think this is the kind of stuff, not focusing on the fact that Kwanzaa is to be appreciated or celebrated and acknowledged, but the fact that we have to come up with the numbers once again. Well, this many blacks and this many Hispanics and this many Irish and this many. So, you know, we came here, and there's a confusion between whether it's a melting pot or it's a mosaic. Melting pot is something where people come together. Mosaic is something where there are so many different things and they all have their own little place in the sun. Do you know what I mean? It just is, I think we're better off as a mosaic, but I seem to be in the minority. It's when it comes to figuring out, we all want to appreciate who we are. That's swell. Yeah, appreciate who you are, but if you're here, you're Americans first. Like, nothing, well, there are plenty of things that bug me more than African-American. I just think that you put Africa before America, or you're Irish-American or Italian-American or whatever. Are you an American or not? That's it. You know, you may have come from Ireland. You may have come, are you a Korean-American? The same, anyway. Okay, I ran and read. I've done enough of that. The South Koreans have scrambled jets over the weekend. The North Koreans have sent drones. It seems like this little squirt wants to do anything he can to, A, either make himself important or, B, start a problem, create a problem, so he can, whatever
well,
it is.
The world has been focused on Putin for the last year, so.
Right, yeah. So he's now, right.
Left out, apparently. Has some FOMO going on.
Also over the weekend, busloads of migrants got dropped off in front of Vice President Harris's house in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they do about these? Are all people?
These are real people.
Came from
these
Texas.
Are human beings, and they're being used as pawns.
Of course they are. Political pawns. Mm-hmm. Nonsense
it's
by these
heartbreaking.
People. 110 of the migrants who are seeking asylum in the United States were placed on buses by the people running the state of Texas, the governor and those people there. Okay, so we have all this problem down here, and they do have a problem, and it isn't being managed well at all by the Biden administration. So we'll put them on a bus and we'll bring them up. Okay, so you make your point, but what do they do with them when they get there? It's, again, with temperatures, the highest temperature in Washington over the past 4 or 5 days has been 22 degrees. Okay, so what are these people supposed to do, stand around outside?
Mm-hmm.
And what did they do with them is the question. I haven't seen anything.
Dangerous game they are playing. And I get, I totally understand the
frustration
behind it all.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it's like, well, do something about it. Oh, and here, it's right on your home. It's in your yard. Do something about it then. But that's just dangerous. And again, these are human beings, not pawns in the game.
Yeah, well, the pawns in their game, they're not, I don't think these people think that they're humans, they just are. And I get, as you just said, it's this whole business, most of these people are the way in the buses that came up. There were some that were sent to Washington, some sent to New York, some sent to Chicago, all cold areas. And most of these people came from either Ecuador or Colombia. They're not Mexican. Some came from Venezuela, as a matter of fact, as well. And so this is another mess that's being created by the fact that people can't seem to get along or figure things out. These are people these damn politicians and bureaucrats should all be fired completely. There's got to be a fix to the problem someplace. There's got to be cooler heads prevailing or more intelligent thinking than to pull a stunt like this. Like, hello, close the border and exercise some intelligent control over who's coming in here. How about we start with that?
Turn into prank wars.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's an interesting. That's a great phrase. Prank wars. All right. Well, anyway.
Sad.
Yeah, it is. What's going on in Iran? We seem to have lost touch with their problems as long as, you know, we've been focused on a lot of other things like Christmas. Hello. The situation in Iran has become unbelievably bad, and most people don't know about it. Do you know that one of the hypocrisy of the Iranian government versus, excuse me, the hypocrisy of other governments? It seems that hypocrisy, thy name is government. You know, you look around and see all of these problems. There's a report that was released over the weekend about the rape of protesters by security forces in Iran. So it all started with this 20-year-old woman. Remember her? She was arrested for...
Yeah, Mahsa Amini. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. Leading protests, and she was brought up by the police.
She wore her...
Yeah, right, exactly. So now there's a whole bunch of other things that are going on, and all these protests and stuff that are going on. There's a lot of protesting in China, in Korea, in Iran, in Russia, all the places. You know, we say that, and there's sort of a smile on our face. See, we told you these governments didn't work. But it's more complicated than that, because the governments are there, and they'll use whatever force they can. In the case of these women, the soldiers and police who are capturing these women by the dozens, including, here's the story of a 14-year-old girl who came from a poor neighborhood in Tehran, who was out there protesting with her mother, and she protested. One of the things she did was take her headscarf off at school, and then the police were called in, arrested her. She was raped, and then she was taken to the hospital where she almost died. this kind of sexual violence these people are capable of, and this is what you're dealing with. This is the kind of stuff that is so prevalent.
Well, the rape and everything and the violence is okay, but wearing
women's modesty must be protected. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then it's like either it must be protected, and if you're not protecting yourself, then all of a sudden you are going to be violated to the extreme.
So are we, by having this conversation, are we showing our own arrogance because it's not our country and we're not there? Or is this just what is we consider in the human community is decent? That we're looking for decency, or is this just none of our business? That
I think we have to take away for a moment religious beliefs and societal norms and all of that, and just look at what human beings should. Every human being should deserve to feel safe and not be violated one way or another.
Yeah.
And that doesn't matter where you live or anything like that. And I think that's what people are protesting, that there should not be a societal norm.
There are those who claim that in our country, there's a book called Twitter Files that's out now. The probe on revelations that the FBI and others in the intelligence community have misused their, there are all these, I saw something on the plane, it seems to me. I'm trying to remember whether I think it was a TV show or. The point of it is that there was a lot of discussion on how our authority is misused here and how it happens in business, how it happens in
100%.
Personal relationships, that sort of stuff. Anyway, there's a call for Congress to probe revelations the FBI has come up with to, quote-unquote, discredit Hunter Biden. I find this, I'm completely convinced that Hunter Biden is a bad guy. And I don't know what is going on here because this has become so political. But if you boil it right down. You just boil this stuff down. And these people have used their influence to gain a lot of money. And that, I think, is pretty clear. 48 after on Good Day.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
No. We really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry!
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry?
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Three after the hour now. It's farm food and family time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, starting off with our recall of the day. Let's see here. This is Olivia and Leo Gourmet Treats. And it's a chocolate almond bark. Excuse me. Yeah. It's like a.
Almond because they have. Oh, good. This one's the dark chocolate, 55% right. Cacao.
But it has undeclared milk in it. So what do you mean undeclared milk? This is how do you make something like this without using milk? I guess that would be they using some kind of phony milk, because there's a lot of that around. I would wonder. This is not clear to me what the recall is all about. But something, if there is a question.
It doesn't say that there's milk in the product. Mm-hmm. And so people who have not just an intolerance, but a severe allergy to it, they need to know this. So they've gone and issued a recall. Fortunately, nobody has fallen ill or worse. That's good.
Thinking about milk and the fake milk that's around, there are a lot of synthetic alternatives that have been used, and what it's doing to the real dairy business in our country. This is important farm food and family news. Do you know that when I remember back in the 70s doing when I've been around farms and dairy and cows all my life, so this I've become sort of a student of this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. In 1970, there were 650,000 dairy farms in America. Right now, We have just a little over 40,000 dairy farms in America. We have a population that's almost, it's like almost 40% higher than it was in 1970. So you'd think by the very numbers that we need more dairy farms. But what's happened is we have two things going on. Ag industry and the big factory farms that have thousands and thousands and thousands of cows.
The big factory ones always buying up all the land and been buying up the family owned. And it's so, it seems like to have a 100-year family farm anymore is not the norm. And
no, it isn't. And so one of the other things is the fake milk that's out there. Remember, I think that the measure here is if it doesn't come from a mammary gland, it's not milk. It's not real milk. But
milk
consumers,
like watery substance.
Yeah, right. So, but consumers are faced with a lot of confusion when you go down the dairy aisle in your store. You wonder what milk they're drinking. Is it milk from a cow? Is it from an almond? Is it from a coconut? Is it from a soy? What is it? And so
people, it's pretty clearly labeled. And if you're going to buy a certain kind of milk, I think you know which one you're going for. Like I do drink the nut milky substance, not milk drink.
There's
also so many additional additives and chemicals that it's not always better for you than real dairy.
Well, the confusion, I'm looking at a company called Perfect Day Foods. They've created a synthetic milk alternative. This has nothing to do with almonds, soy, or anything. This is a synthetic milk. Doesn't
so come.
Can
really call it organic or.
It's made in a laboratory. It comes from a laboratory in Silicon Valley, which is where, you know, we have all our great inventions that have come out of Silicon Valley. I wouldn't say synthetic milk would be one of them. So anyway, I look at these are some of the vegan consumers like this sort of thing. Well, they like the, excuse me, what I call fake milk, but they're looking at this as the synthetic milk as really something that's dangerous.
That's
but
odd.
They're selling it. They're selling it. They're promoting it as perfect. It's the milk is called Perfect Day, and it's 2% butterfat, and across the bottle it says animal-free milk, because there are a lot of people who think that we are abusing animal
butterfat. Doesn't that still come from an animal?
Well, yeah, and or that's part of what they're producing in a laboratory that's synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly. So they have raised $35 million to produce this milk. They've got individual investors. They've got companies like the Memphis Meat and Meat Technology Company that have brought in, like Bill Gates is interested. Richard Branson seems interested. This is nothing but bad. So look out for it. Synthetic milk. Bad, bad, bad. All right. That's my read on that at the moment. We're at 59 after the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.